With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Iran has rejected the latest ceasefire proposal and instead wants a permanent end to the war if the hostilities are to cease. That word from them, even as President Trump's ultimatum looms within hours. Here's an update from correspondent Charles de la Desma.
Israel and the U.S. have carried out a wave of attacks on Iran, killing over 20 people, and Iran responded with missile fire on Israel and its Gulf Arab neighbors. President Donald Trump's deadline for Tehran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz looms as mediators circulated a new ceasefire proposal. Explosions rang out in Tehran, and low-flying jets could be heard for hours as the capital was pounded. Thick black smoke rose near the city's Azadi Square after one airstrike hit the grounds of the Sharif University of Technology. Among those killed in Iran was Major General Majid Kademi, the Revolutionary Guard intelligence chief, Iranian state media reports. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Iran's government is reportedly detaining family members of opposition figures living in exile. That's according to some who spoke to the Associated Press. The crackdown on dissent comes amid the ongoing war with the U.S. and Israel. The internet shutdown during the recent nationwide demonstrations makes documenting the actions more difficult. The Trump administration is officially proposing that retirement plans be able to diversify.
The Department of Labor is proposing rules to let everyday retirement savers invest in private equity and other alternative assets previously limited to wealthy investors. Critics warn of complexity and risks for savers and retirement plans, but the Committee to Unleash Prosperity applauds the move, saying those asset classes have long been favored by major institutional investors because they offer high returns, but have been inaccessible to most Americans. Ken Lorman reporting.
This is SRN News. Evangelist Franklin Graham has challenged a statement from the Pope, Michael Harrington reports.
In a response to the U.S.-Israeli offensive against Iran, Pope Leo says that God rejects the prayers of those who make war. Appearing on the Piers Morgan show, Graham disagreed, saying, quote, King David prayed that God would train his hands how to fight his enemies. We know that God does take sides in history. The popular evangelist says while he wants peace all over the world, he believes that there is such a thing as a just war. Michael Harrington reporting.
Lawmakers in Belarus have passed a bill that would levy punishments on people who promote the LGBT agenda. That's an echo of legislation adopted in neighboring Russia. The upper house has given final approval for the measure, and it goes next to President Alexander Lukashenko for his expected signature. The bill would make the propaganda of homosexual relations, gender charge, refusal to have children, and pedophilia. This is SRN News. An historic final to March Madness could be in store with a men's title bout featuring two hoops heavyweights.
There's a dynasty brewing in college basketball. UConn can cement that status by overcoming a Michigan powerhouse that is racking up historically impressive numbers, hoping itself to go down as one of the sport's greatest teams. Those are the stakes in Monday night's title game between the Huskies and Wolverines. UConn is trying to become the first program since John Wooden's UCLA behemoth of the 1960s and 70s to win three championships over a four-season span, while Michigan is trying to cap off a March Madness string of dominance. I'm Geffen Coolball.
The Artemis II astronauts are hoping to set a new distance record from the moon. The last one was set in 1970 when the Apollo 13 crew, set it. Now they're poised to break it on the Artemis II craft. More from SRNNews.com.